Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good.
Doing okay? Is everyone feeling pretty good? Okay, well good, I'm glad. This morning, Hunter had a terrible cold. Just terrible cold. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about being sick and being well. Have you guys ever been sick?
Yeah.
What kind of, you ever had like a bad cold? Where you sneeze and you cough and you don't feel very good. What do you want more than anything in the world when you're sick?
Get better.
You just want to get better. Yeah. In my house, whenever I'm sick, especially because I'm a whiner when I'm sick, I always say, if I felt better, I'd feel better. And everybody says, yes, we know, and we hope you'll feel better soon. Yeah, we want to just feel better. Well, today in the gospel story, Jesus has a man with leprosy. Do you know what leprosy is?
No.
You don't remember Hansen's disease? Do you know it by that name maybe? Well, Hansen's disease is a disease where it's really visible. You can see it on your skin and it affects your skin and other parts of your body. And sometimes you lose parts of your body and people who have really advanced leprosy or Hansen's disease can get these almost like all kinds of bumps and things on their face, and it's really obvious. Well, believe it or not, you know what they did with people with Hansen's disease way back when? They took them away. Fact is, even here in Hawaii, when people had leprosy, do you know what they did with them? They put them on a boat and they sent them to another island and made them all live in the same place away from everybody. Because we were afraid. We were afraid that we'd get leprosy. So imagine, what if you got a cold? What if you got a cold, Natalie? And instead of just giving you a NyQuil, we sent you over to a different island. Now, see, that's what my family would like to do with me most of the time. But what if we just sent you off to another island, and not only that, we said, you can't ever come back. Would you like that?
No.
No. Well, that's what they used to do. Well, in Jesus' time, people who had leprosy, they weren't allowed to be in worship with anyone or eat with anyone. And yet this leprous guy comes up to Jesus and says, heal me. Did Jesus run away?
No.
Did he say, get thyself to an island out of the middle of the Pacific and don't come back?
No.
Did they say, oh, I can't stand you. Ooh, you're icky.
No.
No. What did he do?
He healed the man.
Jesus, because Jesus loves so much, was willing to touch and heal this man and send him on his way. Well, in the same way, Jesus heals us every day. Jesus heals us of our sadness, of our being afraid. Sometimes Jesus heals us by when people are around that we don't like and we learn to love them. Remember Jesus says to love everyone? That's a way that Jesus heals us as well. So that we don't end up outcast and cut apart. So remember, every day you're being healed by Jesus so that you can be part of this family and the family of the world. Thanks for coming up here. We'll talk to you a little bit later, okay?